This is VOA News, a remote hybrid podcast. The world remains on edge as tensions increase on the Ukraine-Russia border. The West demanding that Russia pull its 100,000 troops and weapons from the Ukraine border, while Moscow is pushing for NATO to curtail its operations in Eastern and Central Europe. Russia also insists the Western Defensive Alliance reject Ukraine's membership bid, a move the United States calls a non-starter. The U.S. chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said Friday that Russia would blaze a path of death and destruction for all sides if it invades Ukraine, saying, quote, given the types of forces that are arrayed, if that was unleashed on Ukraine, it would be significant, according to General Mark Milley. Meanwhile, the deputy chairman of Russia's lower house in parliament issued an appeal Saturday to residents who live in parts of Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed rebels to enlist in the Russian armed forces. Japan says on Sunday local time that North Korea has launched what may be a ballistic missile. Pyongyang continued its unprecedented missile launch frenzy to start the new year. North Korea has conducted 7 rounds of launches this month, firing at least 11 missiles toward the sea. The launches help advance North Korea's increasingly complex missile program, while also increasing pressure on the United States amid an extended pause in nuclear talks. A nor'easter with hurricane-force wind gusts battered much of the United States' east coast on Saturday, the storm flinging heavy snow that made travel treacherous or impossible, flooding coastlines, and threatening to leave bitter cold in its wake. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters gathered in Canada's capital to protest vaccine mandates, masks, and lockdowns. The sound of honking horns echoed around Ottawa's downtown Saturday. A convoy of truckers and others prompted police to prepare for the possibility of violence and government to warn against escalating rhetoric linked to the demonstration. A top parliament security official advised lawmakers to lock their doors amid reports their private homes may be targeted. A funeral has been held for a renowned Buddhist monk and peace activist who died at the age of 95 in Vietnam. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports. It has been nearly 1 year since the army takeover in Myanmar that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi and unexpectedly aborted the ongoing restoration of representative democracy in the Southeast Asian country after decades of military rule. But at least as surprising has been the level of popular resistance to the seizure of power, which has blossomed into a low-level but persistent insurgency. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, the commander of Myanmar's military, seized power on the morning of February 1, 2021, arresting Suu Kyi and top members of her government, ruling National League for Democracy Party, which had won a landslide election victory in November 2020. The deputy head of Sudan's military-led sovereign council said on Saturday a UN envoy should be working as a facilitator and not a mediator. That statement signaling an apparent tougher line toward international efforts to resolve a political crisis. A United Nations mission led by a special envoy began talks this month to help resolve the standoff, which followed a coup last year. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.